Country Pub FM.
Listen for a quiz. Listen for something that might be the answer to a question. At the end of the show, we'll give away tickets to this Saturday's Highwaymen tribute show at the Medina Entertainment Center.
This is going to be good morning. With the Hell Country Truckers opening. It's going to be a great night. Yep.
So the name of an Italian hat, beret is a French hat. The Italian hat that I was thinking of, its name is a Coppola.
Coppola.
It's usually made of tweed. And I'd love to see a picture of you in one of those when you're on your Italian trip.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Eating a nice, maybe a Dago sandwich.
Yes, I'll send you one.
So here we go today. The Almanac, Tuesday, October 8th, 281st day of the year, 84 left to go.
Okay.
1793, when you sign your name here today, do it especially cursively and put your all into it, because John Hancock, who may have had, next to Harmon Killebrew, maybe the best signature of anybody,
right.
He may have even invented cursive, because it was John Hancock on this date who died at the age of 56, first person to sign the Declaration of Independence. He must have had a big ego, the way he signed his name. I think it's bigger than anybody on there.
Yeah.
And the big loops. I think any signature, anybody who analyzes handwriting and signatures will tell you anybody's got the big loops in there. They got a huge ego.
Okay.
So 1793 is when that happened. 1871, you've heard of the Great Chicago Fire, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, a lot of people died in that.
Mrs. O'Leary's cow, the legend is, kicked over a lantern,
right.
Started some hay in their barn on fire, and then the thing burned.
All heck broke loose.
For 3 days, 4 square miles of Chicago, 250 people killed. $200 million damage in 1871 dollars.
Can you imagine how much
that would be
today? Wow.
No, I can't. Our patent of the day, the microwave oven, patented
really?
On this date, 1945.
Nice.
You know how it was invented? It was radar, because the original microwaves were called the radar range, the Amana
yes.
radar range. You
I
may remember that. It was radar, and they were working with radar during World War II, and a guy working with radar had a Hershey's bar in the pocket of his shirt, and he was working with radar waves and radio waves and microwaves for radar. They were microwaves. And all of a sudden he found out that his chocolate bar was melting because he was too close to these microwaves.
I'm melting.
Ding! The light goes on, and the rest is history. Do you remember your first microwave?
Yes.
Did you have one that had the big dial on it?
Yes.
Yeah. We didn't have... The first one we had did actually have... And my dad actually has the first one.
Oh, he still has it?
And it still works. The only thing that doesn't work on it is the light on
well,
the inside. But
can
he
live
still
without
has
that.
It. He still has it. It's a Montgomery Ward.
Nice.
And it still works. It's huge. It's
oh,
humongous.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it looks like a flat screen TV. But the thing still works.
Still,
that was from 1983. I'm pretty sure it was like 83 we got that first one. So about the same time we got our first VCR.
Very similar.
We really did jump into the space age there in 83. That was a very good year, 83, for me. So that was in 45. 56, this was going on.
Wilson is ready. Gets the sign. Two strikes, ball one. Here comes the pitch. Takes one.
That's the radio call, Don Larson.
Perfect
the
game.
The first and only perfect game. It's still also the only no-hitter to be thrown in the World Series, and there's only one other no-hitter ever thrown in postseason baseball.
Wow. Pretty significant event.
Yeah, that was this date, 19.
Well, nobody goes 9 innings anymore, so it'll never happen.
No, it will never, probably never happen again. 57.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, recorded this song.
You came along and woo, honey.
He took rockabilly to a new level.
Yes, he did.
1957. 1962, North Korea reported 100% election turnout, and miraculously, 100% vote for the Workers' Party. Huh. The Communist Party got 100% vote.
I would have never seen that
amazing?
Coming.
Yeah. And then the leader went out and shot a round of golf, shot a 42 with five holes in one.
Yeah. Wow. You know, they just, they're gifted. They're skilled over there.
That was 1962.
They do things that we can't do.
1984 at the CMAs.
It's taken a long time. This has been an elusive little critter for me. It's only taken me 14 years to get it in my fat little hands. It feels really good.
Who is that woman with the fat little hands, Neil? Do you recognize that voice?
Well, it sounds like the Canadian songbird.
You know it is. It's Anne Murray becoming the first woman to win the Country Music Association's Album of the Year. A Little Good News was that album. And beat out such heavyweights as Merle Haggard and even Ricky Skaggs. So Anne Murray, congratulations.
You have to like that. You're a big Anne Murray fan.
And always have been, yeah, and always will be. I'll tell you good. That right now, going very all the way good. Back to Cotton Ginny. So in 1995 on the football gridiron.
Heath Byers and Kirby in the backfield. Marino back rolls complete to Byers. And he's chopped down, gets up, and he didn't go down. He's now down at the 46-yard line, and that is the record for Dan Marino. That completion passes Grant Tarkenton. Dan Marino becomes the all-time leader in pass completions in NFL history, and before this season is over, he will own every record known to man.
Yeah, he basically, that year, 1995, all of Fran's records went down to the hands of Dan Marino.
Neither one of them won a Super Bowl, I don't think.
No, you're correct, and Dan only went to one, and now all of his records have gone down to the likes of Brett Favre, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning.
You saw a lot of those Marino games. The guy was incredible, though.
He was a great. He was ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Throwing the ball around like they do now.
Yep.
But that was.
He was fun to watch.
He
no
was
question.
Playing. He was playing 21st century football in the late 20th century. Dan Marino, this date 1995, 2001.
Today I signed an executive order creating a new Homeland Security Office charged with strengthening America's protections against terrorism. And I have picked a really good man to lead that office.
And that man, Tom Ridge, the former governor of Pennsylvania, the first ever Secretary of Homeland Security. That was his date, 2001. And then 2 years ago.
The board of directors of the Weinstein Company issuing a statement overnight saying, in light of new information about misconduct by Harvey Weinstein that has emerged in the past few days, his employment was terminated effective immediately.
How big of a scumbag do you need to be fired from your own company?
Something has gone wrong.
Yeah,
if that
something
happens.
Did. That's Harvey Weinstein, sexual harassment, all kinds of just ugly
bad,
stuff
bad
came
things,
out
yeah.
With his thing. 2017 is when that happened. It's a birthday time, and I know she's no Wilona Woods, but she was the galloping gossip of the, not of the projects, but of New York and Upper Manhattan. Gossip columnist Rona Barrett is 83 today. This guy.
Nick, give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Still one of my favorite movie scenes of all time.
Yep.
From Crocodile Dundee himself, Paul Hogan, is 88 today.
80.
Oh, yeah, 80. It looked like an 8 here from here. I might need glasses. He's 80 today, but he's looking good for 80. I just saw a picture of him.
It was my understanding that there would be no math during the debates. Now, I am prepared to answer any domestic questions, perhaps something about me and Betty. Excuse me again, my fellow Americans.
Chevy Chase, 76.
Pretty funny man.
SNL, he had his own talk show there for a time. And, of course, a lot of funny movies.
Yes.
Vacation movies, Fletch, Caddyshack.
Yeah, that's a good
Spies
list.
Like Us, just to name a few. Happy birthday
L.A.
to
him. International Airport, where the big jet engine roars.
Here's that Buck Owens reference. She had a number of duets with Buck Owens in the 70s.
I won't see him.
Susan Ray, 75, L.A. International Airport,
big
probably
hit
her
song.
Signature tune.
This is Ripley, last survivor of the Nostromo, signing off.
Yeah, she signed off, but that didn't mean the movie Alien was done. They right. would have a sequel and then another one. And
several.
That's a Sigourney Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
She is 70 here today on the list.
Get it up.
The gang and the guy who basically the whole band is named after.
He's cool.
He's cool. He's Robert Cool Bell. What is it? Jungle Boogie? Is that your
favorite Jungle Boogie.
Kind of boogie?
Yeah,
is that your favorite kind of boogie? Are you a boogie oogie oogie guy?
Yeah.
Or
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
That's
one of
another
my
good one too. So and you know, James JT Taylor came in a little bit later and became the lead singer. He sang all their big hits.
Sure.
Other than Jungle Boogie. 69
cool
for
with
cool.
A K. Yeah.
Cool with a K.
Yeah.
It's time now for everybody's favorite game show, Know Your Phelps Brother.
Well, then let go, baby. Let the wind blow through your hair.
From Brother Phelps and Kentucky Headhunters, is it Doug Phelps or Ricky Lee Phelps' birthday today?
I'm going to say Ricky Lee.
Hey, you got it right for once.
I don't get them right too often so much.
You had a 1-in-2 chance.
Right.
Ricky Lee Phelps.
So when we get to the Hanson brothers, I got no chance. Then.
66 to him. Another funny guy from SNL.
Rather than squander the surplus on a risky tax cut for the wealthy, I would put it in what I call a lockbox.
His Al Gore was underrated. He was very good at Al Gore. Daryl Hammond, his Clinton was great.
Yes.
And he did a fantastic Donald Trump. And was doing Donald Trump on SNL until Alec Baldwin came along.
Yeah.
Daryl Hammond, happy birthday to him. He is 63. The cousin to the Fresh Prince and Carlton's sister.
I'm so proud of you, Mom. I just want to share my joy with you. I haven't been this happy since I bought my Giorgio Armani suit.
Karen Parsons, she was Hillary on the Fresh Prince. 50 today. Wow. Matt Damon, 49. A lot of movies, and he's not only been an actor, he also, of course, has worked screenplays and some producing and some directing. He's 49 today. Nick Cannon, currently hosting The Masked Singer.
Oh, sure.
The Masked Singer.
They just don't promote that very much.
No, you don't see it anywhere. I mean, it's really an understated show where you don't hear a whole lot about it. I'm surprised the ratings are so low because so little that they do.
Right.
Nick Cannon is 39. One more.
So, dear.
What?
Do you see anything you like?
I don't know. It's venison.
Deer.
What?
Deer.
What?
Deer. D-E-E-R.
What? W-H-A-T.
He was a little kid on the Two and a Half Men show. Do you ever watch that Two and a Half Men show?
I've seen it a few times.
Yeah. His name is Angus T. Young. He was Jake. And he's already 26.
Wow. All right, 26. Gone, but not forgotten. It's a rather lean list today, Jim. Pioneer James Wilson Marshall, you may not know the name, but he discovered gold in them thar hills. Discovered gold in California, led the gold rush of 1849. He was born on this day in 1810. Maybe your favorite former Argentinian president is Juan Perón, who was born on this day, 1895. The guy who gave us the Dragnet theme.
The story you are about to see is true.
Really?
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Savvy. That's that iconic TV theme to the show Dragnet. Walter Schumann is the guy who came up with that, and he won an Emmy. He was born on this day, 1913. I'm telling you, it's a lean list when you're bragging up, TV theme guy there. But there it is. And one more, Johnny Ramone. He wasn't the lead singer for the Ramones. He was the guitarist, and they named the band really after him. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and he was born on this day, 1948. They're gone, but not forgotten.
I'm pretty sure for the Ramones, nobody was a Ramone, and they were not. None of them were related. They all took that last name, and then they became the Ramones. You can look that up.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that was their deal, that they weren't really brothers or related, but they all took the name. And
yeah.
That's kind of how they did it. So are you ready for, and they're all gone. Did you do the gone, but not
yeah,
forgotten?
Yeah, I got the on, but not
forgotten. Yes. Today's question, and it, again, it's for the Highwaymen Tribute Show tickets. It's this Saturday at the Medina. Hell Country Truckers opening up for them?
Yeah. They have a guy that does the Waylon, does another guy does Willie, and another guy does Johnny Cash, and they're very good. They tour all over the country. This is a great show. You'll have fun.
The only way you should do it is have four different guys.
Well, yeah, they only got three. They don't have a Chris Christopherson guy.
How can they not? Well, nobody can replicate his voice.
No.
Or his abilities or his looks.
Yeah.
I mean, he is one of a kind. And what was our brother Phelps? What was our Phelps brother? Who was it? It was Know Your Phelps Brothers today on the Bob Almanac. And which of the Phelps brothers?
There are only two.
From Kentucky Headhunters. And then later on, Brother Phelps, when they broke away.
Yes.
Which one was the one celebrating a birthday today? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First one that calls in with the correct answer wins those tickets to the Highwaymen Tribute Show.
Perfect.
I will be at the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion today. I'll request lunch hour. Come on out for some fun. Now, Neil, would you like to start your long stretch of uninterrupted music? It's the way we start a no-repeat workday with Oak Ridge Boys, Bobby Sue, Dixie Chicks, Ready to Run, or Steve Warner, Life's Highway.
Steve Warner today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.